This is Summit Bible Church, the platform for champions. Be inspired, be refreshed as you listen.
Revival. Revival. My focus tonight is on the revival of our nation. But I also know that except we are revived personally, the nation stands no chance. Hallelujah. You cannot experience personal revival if you are not willing to go far. The journey is not for quitters. The journey with God. Now, because often when we talk about the journey, destination has been set. You start and finish in Him. And you know the thing? He doesn't come to an end. That's why He's eternal. John chapter 12, 32 is my text. Let's follow the patterns. And if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. And I want to say to you, until you have come in Him, I didn't say come to Him. Until you have come in Him, your journey may not have started. Because daily people are coming to Him and not coming in Him. Where you go to is not where you reside. But where you come into, that's your home. Personal revival, brethren, is to take your place in Christ. There's so much wandering going on today. One leg in, one leg out. Your mind is not made up. Come to that place where Hadassah found herself. You know, she wandered a bit at the beginning. You know, I have not been sent for. I cannot go see Him because the laws have been established. Lose yourself. Free yourself from those laws. She came to that place where she made up her mind and said, if I perish, there's no option B. Is someone hearing what I'm saying? That is no what? Option B. So for personal revival, child of God, go the whole hog. First, it starts in your mind. Make up your mind. Coming in Christ does not remove the challenges of life. They heighten the challenges of life for a showdown. Because what are you talking about? If there is no challenge, how do you know your strength? So scripture says, if you faint in the day of challenge, you have never started. And as believers, we're always looking for a challenge-free life. You can't experience God without challenges. So don't hold back. Make up your mind that I'm going to stand and I'm going to see the glory of God. Come what may, my testimony shall not change. Hallelujah. Personal revival. Now that type of journey is not a journey where your body weighs you down and you say yes to your body, because the body will weigh you down. We are real people. We live in a real world. We face stuff. We deal with things. But here I'm a child of God. Personal revival is your ability to say no to all of those weights that weigh you down. And you say, in this journey, I will never, ever fall behind. I'm in step with Him every day, no matter what the enemy throws at me. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. So let me just switch, because my heart is Nigeria. I've often said to people, if God says to me now, Israel, go and die, and Nigeria shall be turned around, I will not tell my wife. I'm just following Abrahamic patterns, you know. When you come into situations that deal with destinies, you don't talk to anybody else, no matter how close they are. Are you with me? Are you with me? I won't say anything to my wife. I say, honey, I'm coming. And she will hear in the news, the man has died. But I will leave a note that God said to me to die, that Nigeria shall be saved, delivered. We are blessed with such a profound land. There is no other nation like Nigeria upon the face of the earth. Perhaps the nation of Israel. Wherever we enter, we take over. Oh, no, no, no. We never accept in no go fit. The more you say to us in no go fit, now there with a push. Listen to me. Ebola came to this nation. Ebola. Ebola head tongues. Meanwhile, they sang a song here, then confused my English. When they say tongues is, I thought where you pluralize, you will add a. But I think I'm again. I said that won't enter. Because sometimes it's good to confuse the devil. He walks by English in this country. We don't walk by English. Are you hearing me? What are you talking about? Nigeria. We are the best. We are the best. God's hand is upon us. Ebola could not stay. Then waiting, then call him COVID. Waiting. Then the satanic prophecies went forth in Africa. Dead bodies will be on the ground everywhere on the road. I laughed. I said, I never see anything. Hello? Then they shut down the nation. In the evening, I walk around my estate. I said, COVID is in trouble. COVID is in trouble. I will be here. I said, COVID is finished. Before we know, hospital, we don't get. Our doctors don't run come out. Better government, no day. Everything day for ya, jaga, jaga. How we for do? Come, I tell people if COVID come Nigeria, we for don't die finish. See what happened in New York, in Italy. Look at all of those places that we will go to. For medical tourism, they couldn't contain it here. Somebody shout, my country is good. Come on, somebody shout, Nigeria, that good place. That's where my heart is tonight. So let me just quickly, as I look at my times, just, you know, enter small. Tomorrow we'll go finish the matter. Listen to me.
Revival is never for the believer who is contented with merely coming to church and going back home to enjoy the pleasures of this world. Revival. It's never for the prayerless, wordless believer whose main preoccupation is to see how he can make it big. Listen to me. Many of us today in the churches, all we want is breakthrough. What are you breaking through? You need to ask that question. You have to have some definition so there's clarity when it happens. What are you breaking through? Brethren, trust me. Revival speaks to life outside of the kingdom and makes possible definite encounters with divinity within kingdom circles. Revival. I just want to point you to why in this nation revival must be, how it can be. And I will close by sharing one thing with us that you and I can do to cause revival to be now. Hallelujah. Can we go? So why revival? Until there is darkness, who needs the light? Until there is disaster, people do not require restoration. Until there is lack, abundance is never the issue. Until there is trouble, no one talks about peace. Until men and all their systems and structures have failed woefully, you will not hear them talk about divine intervention. Because as men, we can push. We must come to the end before we talk about God help us. Are you still with me here? So until there is death, there is no need for revival. When therefore there is death, there is darkness, there is disaster, when there is lack, when there is trouble, when there is human and systemic failures, that's when we need revival. Death, darkness, disaster, lack, trouble, systemic and structural failures. Please think with me, brethren. Isn't our nation today in the throes of death? I'm 62 years old. I met a Nigeria in which you can buy a car for $2,500. I'm not talking about dead car. I met a Nigeria where before you finish school, you make up your mind where you're going to work. What did my generation do with that Nigeria? We destroyed it with greed. We destroyed it with corruption. We destroyed it with tribalism. We destroyed it with religion. What are we handing over? I got born again, my bros. 7 days a week, I did church. They are teaching us the Bible. There is no digital Bible. You must learn to open the Bible. So you must know the books of the Bible. It's from Genesis to Revelation. They taught us the songs in the names of the books. So it's easy when they call, you can open to. You cram the Bible and you keep it
in your head and transmit it in your spirit at the place of prayer. That was the church we met. And if you misbehave, they will discipline you. You are not running from one church to another. You sit down there and go through the discipline and adjust yourself. What do we have today? Rudderless. So the power is lacking. We are doing everything we can, yet the power is lacking. We need revival. The power is still available. God does not change. Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God working miracles, healing his people, transforming destinies, changing lives. He has never stopped working. But when we take ourselves out of his journey, we lose out and we bring disaster upon the nation. Brethren, isn't there enough death in our land? Oh, how we need revival. Isn't there enough darkness in our land? Oh, how we need revival. Isn't there enough lack in our land? Oh, how we need revival. Isn't there enough trouble in our land? Oh, how we need revival. Listen to me. God did not say, if Nigerians will humble themselves and pray. No. He said clearly, if who? My people. Who are the people of God? We plenty for this nation. Hello? We plenty for this nation. Problem is, we are not taking responsibility. We're passing it on to Buhari. The man no be Christian. He don't know God. So how can he help us? We're passing it to the honorables. They know no God. Some of them, they come church. They are not in Christ. They can't help us. Until we take responsibility for our nation. And taking responsibility is what will put us together to insist that the fire must fall. Listen to me. When fire they burn house, nobody they argue. Everybody they see and say, fire they burn. You know, go tell somebody, say, no, see the fire they burn. In their eye, in the sea. Are you sitting here with me? When revival happens, nobody go tell anybody. Can it happen? Yes. Does it take a crowd? No. As we did, yes, so. Hello. We are enough to bring the fire down. If we simply will take responsibility. How can we be so blessed and yet appear so cursed? No, we must say no to it. It's unacceptable to me. Listen to me. My own conference starts today. When my brother called me, I told him this evening, I thought that today, the date he told me was a Wednesday. So I said, okay. It's a Wednesday. My conference starts Thursday. So no problem. Let's take it and go and be a blessing. Only to discover. So I told him that this is of God. That I may find enough people to tell my story. That we must not leave Nigeria like this. That we owe it to God and to the kingdom. To bring down his fire. When the fire burns, corruption will disappear. When the fire burns, greed will disappear. When the fire of revival begins to burn in this land, listen to me, child of God,
All of those people who congregate in the middle of the night to decide your faith and my faith, they will fall asleep. Unrighteousness shall bow. Wickedness shall be dispelled from our land. Corruption and all its brothers and sisters cannot stand where the fire of God is burning. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying?
It is easy for you to say, okay, no, consign me. If I just get breakthrough, listen to me. Where you want wrong go? Ask him. In go, in come back.
There is no place like home. Trust me. My brothers, all of them, we don't travel. We don't work. We don't work. Wherever you go, you are inferior. No matter how we want to take over, you are what? Because the system has been constructed in such a way that it removes you from the equation. No matter how headstrong, agidi, they put you under. Because the system was not made for you. It's not hearing what I'm saying. But here in Niger, Jesus Christ. You know, when we travel, everybody's on the line. Not so at the airport. Behave yourself. Everybody on the line. As soon as we land Murtala Mohammed, I'll be in the Azikiwe. Waiting up. Hallelujah. Listen to me. We can't change. Now so we be. The only place that you can be comfortable removing your dress is where? Home. No place like home. That's why we can't leave it like this. Are you still with me? We can't leave it like this. Revival, brethren, is never found in good governance, nor is it the result of a good economy. Just think along with me. Revival, brethren, is never found in a vibrant democracy. Neither is it found in functional human systems and structures. Where is revival found? Revival is found only in the name of Jesus. Revival is found only in the name of Jesus. My Bible in Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11 says, Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. My brother, I have heard that scripture quoted and someone say he's been given a name. Mm-mm. He's been given the name. There is a name and then plenty. But there is the name. He's been given the name which is above every name. That what? At the name of Jesus, every knee, how many knees? Should bow of things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brethren, please listen to me. At the name of Jesus, the knee of darkness shall bow. Why? He is our light. At the name of Jesus, the knee of disaster shall bow, for he is our restorer. At the name of Jesus, the knee of lack shall bow. Why? He is our abundance. At the name of Jesus, the knee of trouble shall bow, for he is our peace. At the name of Jesus, brethren, the knee of failure shall bow, for he is our wisdom. At the name of Jesus, the knee of death shall bow, for he is our quickening life. Hallelujah. Please listen to me, child of God.
Wherever, therefore, the name of the Lord Jesus is lifted up, there revival will happen. So what does it mean to lift up the name of Jesus? What does it mean to lift up the name of Jesus? Please hear me. Lifting up the name of Jesus, it's not in our coming to church. Man of God, are you saying we should not? That's not what I'm saying. We must not forget the assembling together of the saints, as is the manner of some. So what I'm advocating, it's not that we should stop coming to church. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying it is not, lifting up the name of Jesus is not just in our coming to church. It is not in the religious singing that we do in church. No! It is not even in our giving. Lifting up the name of Jesus. No. And certainly it is not in our making noise on social media. Hello. Let me give you 8 things of what it means to lift up the name of Jesus. Because he said, if I be lifted up, what will he do? The drawing all men to him is the revival. You can't find it anywhere. We lift up the name of Jesus, brethren, when, number one, as believers, we refuse to be part of the corruption going on in our nation today. Hello? No matter what pressure they bring to bear upon us, when, as believers, we stand against evil that abounds in our corner of the world, no matter what pressure they bring to bear upon us in the face of danger. Number 3, what does it mean to lift up the name of Jesus? We lift up the name of Jesus when, as believers, we make it clear to everyone who comes into our circles that wickedness cannot prosper where we are, no matter the danger. How, child of God, can you be in a place and wickedness is prospering? And you say, you know, concern you. You are an ambassador. You are a kingdom agent placed in that place to insist that righteousness prevails. Hello? And you don't do so by physical means. That's why you need to know who you are and whose you are. You don't just simply come to Christ. You stay in Christ. Are you still with me here? Please listen to me. Apostle Paul visited with a deputy. The name of the deputy was Sergius Paulus. He got into the place and he met a sorcerer, a Jew by name Bar Jesus, a great witch, as we will call it in this country. Strong man. Apostle Paul's intention was to win the deputy. Because, you see, when you win the leader of a nation, you bring the nation under control for Christ. By the way, when was the last time you spoke to someone about Christ? It's a matter for another day. Listen to me. As they opened their mouth and began to speak to the man, by Jesus was incantating and using sorcery to contradict the message. What is going on here? Apostle Paul will say one thing. He will say 2-3 things. He looked at him. What's going on here? This man has no idea that where I am, wickedness cannot prosper. Hello? They will say something, he will contradict it. Apostle Paul got tired and he looked at him, eyeball to eyeball, Jesus Christ. And he said to him, oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil. You know, today, you will keep quiet because you don't want to offend the sensibilities of someone. You don't want to appear arrogant. You want to be nice. Kingdom people don't adjust to ungodly conditions. You know, we are supposed to control the atmosphere and the temperature. But now we read the atmosphere and we read the temperature and we adjust. It should not be so. Apostle Paul says, no. I'm here in this, my circle. Wickedness cannot prosper. So he lifted up his voice and he spoke as one with authority. Are you still with me? Thou enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, judgment time. Hear me, child of God. As a kingdom agent, until you rise up to declare judgment upon the wicked, wickedness will prosper around you. Some of you work in offices where you know people are practicing witchcraft and you let them roll because they never touch you. Man of God, you don't concern me now. They don't know if you come near me, but you let them prosper, they will reach you eventually. You better speak up. Is someone hearing what I'm saying? You better what? Speak up. Apostle Paul, he spoke up and what happen. Listen to me. You find the story in Acts chapter 13 from 6 to 12. Will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. Hey! God is looking for those that will boldly declare his authority, and he's willing to back them up. Hear me, child of God. Moses, please, was singing and he said it. If you shut down your mouth, the enemy will rule over you. The power is nigh thee. Where? In your mouth. Never, ever shut down your mouth. I was in my office when someone walked in and said to me, man of God, you know, a man comes to my office and confuses my boss every time he comes in. By the time he leaves, my boss becomes like a beast. And he's such a nice man. But every time he makes contact with this man, something happens to my boss. And I could not take it anymore. I'm so confused. I looked at him and said, you mean you are confused? You mean you are confused? In fact, the Holy Ghost put that confusion because you are not rising up to act. Go. Next time that man comes, so step up to him and tell him, it shall not work in the name of Jesus. Just tell him, it shall not work in the name of Jesus, and walk away. You will see what will happen. 2 days after, he came back to say, man of God, it worked. As I know it will work. You have authority. Tell your neighbor you have authority. Oh, come on. Somebody say, I carry something. Somebody shout, I carry something. You know, they even taught us, you know, in those days when we were growing up, they would draw the apostles and you would see a halo around them. Is that not so? It's a spiritual truth. We call it spiritual circumference. The halo is upon you. You operate inside it. It's ministering in spiritual circumference. Whatever he says will happen. That's the spiritual truth. Listen to me, child of God. There is no doubt whatsoever. When you understand who you are and you know that you carry something and you speak in that authority, no devil. No devil. If it doesn't happen instantly, it's only a matter of time. Are we still talking? Lifting up the name of Jesus is when you create controversy against the forces of darkness. Rise on your feet. Let's create some controversy. When you create controversy, we are too careful. And yet scripture says, be careful for. We are too careful. Oh, let them not be angry. Have you bothered to see how the Muslims behave? They are attending to you. If it is prayer time, you will wait. And they will go and pray and come back. To whom do they direct their prayers? To whom do you call? And yet, we are ashamed. We don't want to be seen. Hey, it's very, no. It takes zealousness. Someone says zealousness. It takes a level of zealousness to establish kingdom authority upon the face of the earth. I wish I can go into the rest, but time fails me. Listen to me, child of God. You are the one God is counting on to deliver this nation. I am the one God is counting on to deliver this nation. First, tonight, the controversy we are going to generate is against ourselves. What you say against the land has brought ice blocks upon us. Let's melt it. Useless nation. Yeah, nation. Nothing they happen for Niger. Nothing they walk there. Now, how can you say all of those things and then you come back to say, Lord, bless my nation, bless my... How can it happen? No, you contradict yourself. Hello? So, we want to speak first to ourselves. Every negative word I have declared over this land, I decree it foreclosed. In law, we have something called foreclosure. You take steps and actions to make sure that what is about to happen does not happen. Are you with me here? So you say to yourself, Father, I can't hear you. Father, every negative word I have declared over this nation, I declare it foreclosed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, can you pray for yourself? Today, I tear down every negative word I have spoken over this nation. The things I have built that have made it impossible for the fire of God to be ignited, to be kindled in this land, I bring them down. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. They came into a city and they were winning souls. And there was this young girl, a little damsel, crying after them. These are servants from God. You know, Satan has a way of legitimizing himself. And that's why we have so many fake prophets all over the place. Hello? I don't want to enter their self. But because we love it so, they have made a market out of it. You know, in this country, everything is a market. Over market day, market day. What is wrong with us? Trying to legitimize Apostle Paul. He looked at it one day, looked at it the second. Say, what type of... No? Listen, you lift up the name of Jesus when your very presence spells doom to the forces of darkness. Are you following? Your very presence spells doom to the forces of darkness. You're lifting up the name of Jesus. Because
Scripture says the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro. What is he looking for? He says to make himself strong on behalf of who? Those whose hearts are settled in him. It's either him or nothing. So Apostle Paul, he turned to that demon. Say, you know the fear. Business close. Now so he shut down that business. Controversy happened. No be small matter. Serious controversy. Listen to me. I want you to be bold tonight. There is heavy sorcery going on in this land. And I want us to let them know we are here. Are we here? On a day here? On a day here? I want us to let them know that from tonight, we are shutting down the channels of communication. Say with me, Father, every channel of sorcery, every altar of sorcery operating over the soul of Nigeria, we bring down right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can somebody declare that? Can you declare that? Can you declare that? Hey! Gade gada gaza. Every altar of wickedness, every altar of sorcery, those places of enchantment that have brought our nation under, we command them brought down right now. We shut them off. We shut them off by the blood of Jesus. We shut them down. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. I don't know who you are. Your job is on the line by reason of what you didn't do. God says he's reversed the situation. Please, we'd like to hear the testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more thing we want to deal with. Ungodliness prospers where godly people shut up. Unrighteousness flourishes where righteous people do not step up. Hello? Amongst believers in this nation are good people who, if they come into public office, will do right. But they will tell you, politics is dirty. It's not for me. So, you will see someone who is a tout. Hello? Wear good dress. Print colored posters. He comes to Abuja. What do you expect him to do? All he knows is to grab. And then we sit back and complain. Hello? Father, release your fire. Father, release your fire. The righteous must rise up and shine. Is it not written in scripture? Arise, shine, for your light is. You will arise. There are people here. There are people who are hearing us all over the place who must arise for the kingdom to represent God there. And when they go there, they will not collude and connive with the system. No, they will not be eaten up, because it is easier said than done. I know. But yet, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they got in there and they were not compromised. They made up their mind. They made up their mind. Say with me, Father, raise your men. Let them take over. Raise your women. Let them take over. In this land, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you are not praying. You are not praying. You are not praying. You are not praying. You are not praying.
Jesus.
Matchless name, we pray.
The power to change the times and seasons is in the hands of our God. And because he's our Father, when we ask him release the power, he will do so. In fact, let me announce to you, he's waiting for us to ask. He's waiting for us to ask. Well, you know, when you are asking because you want to be the primary beneficiary, he will withhold the power. Because he knows that's not the purpose. You cannot be the pipe in which the water flows and not remain wet. In how many beds can you sleep in the night? How many cars can you drive? How many clothes can you wear? Child of God, please, let's reason together. The things we bother ourselves with are not important. How much food can you eat? Some of us on a belly no big against self. Those of us who get big belly, ask us, how much food can you eat? They place the food before you. It don't belly fool you already. So what are you doing? And yet, child of God, when you see the Lord Jesus lifted high by reason of your presence, you cannot contain yourself in the joy that comes in an overwhelming manner. I want us tonight to decree and declare blessings upon our land. Listen, listen. These are some of the things that will happen. As the choir ministers and as you begin to decree to bless this land, I am telling you, if there is any disease in your life, that the taste of the pudding is in the eating. So I want you to judge it. If there is any disease in your body, as you bless this land, your body will be relieved of that disease. If there is a season of affliction you are standing in right now, God will overturn and somersault that season of affliction. He will bring you into a time of breakthrough and restoration. Listen to me. If you are going through a closed door, as you bless this land, that door of his own accord will open unto you. Has that happened before? Yes. Someone will say, man of God, separate spirit from reality. We are, listen, reality starts from the spirit. Apostle Paul was hell bound in chains between soldiers. Quaternion. Hello? Two gates. When the angel arrived, the chains fell off. Were they physical chains? Yes. Of their own accord. The gates, were they physical gates? Yes. It was not a dream. He thought he had a dream. But the reality was, the physical limitations gave way. He walked out. The people that were praying are like Nigerian Christians who pray and don't believe. Road that told them he is there. Let the prayer meeting come to an end so we can go and sleep. They say you are mad. In a prayer meeting, they were using curse words. Are you sure? Nobody saw what they do. She brother baba. See her face. She was attacked. That's why the thing not a walk.
That make the thing not a walk. Are you still with me here? Are you still with me here? So tonight, I want you to take your place in Christ Jesus. That's all I've been saying. Take your place in Christ Jesus. Listen, there is power available. There's power available, and the power is in your mouth. It's in your mouth. There's grace that you carry. Let that grace be released for our land. If we secure our land in revival, I am telling you, it was Pa Elton who said Nigeria will be in this state. Hello. That it will be a shame to carry our passport. Then he said, but after that. And Daniel said, I sought the books and I inquired and I saw that the time that was said was over. The 70 years of captivity was over. Tonight, we are ushering in the B part of that prophecy. That Nigeria will become a place that people will leave the West to come to say, I want to be a Nigerian. Because here, the power of God will be working. Because here, the glory of God will be seen. Because here, miracles will be a common thing here in this place. Those who come in here will encounter divinity. Are you ready? Please, any worship nobody will do. Are you ready? As the choir worships, I want you to make up your mind. I don't know. I'm not going to give you a prayer point to bless. You should know what to bless this land with. The land is good. The land is awesome. The land is profound. This land is a blessed land. I need you to begin to open your mouth and bless this nation. What you're doing is you're igniting the fire of God in this land. It's a place of righteousness. The peace of God abides in this land. His goodness shall overwhelm this land. This Nigeria shall become a place of God's glory. His righteousness shall be accepted in every household. Help me worship choir.
Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
I need you to speak. I need you to speak. Bless the Lord.
For more of Pastor Andy's messages and books, call +234 803 506 771. Or visit www.thesummitbc.org. Summit Bible Church is located at plot 1101 Kaura District between Games Village and Prince and Princess Estate, Abuja, Nigeria. Summit Bible Church, reaching for the top.